What do you think of when you hear the word Africa? Civil war, corruption, disease, and famine dominate the headlines, but the continent is filled with ancient cultures, modern cities, and thousands of languages. Starting this month, Ebony Magazine is taking a year-long look at the Africa you don't know. Sylvester Monroe is a senior editor at Ebony and is overseeing the series. He told me why it was important to him and the magazine.
Well, we have huge misconceptions about Africa, particularly here in the United States and in many parts of the West. What if you get your news about Africa or what you know about Africa from the American media, primarily what you will get is HIV, AIDS, political corruption, war, famine, genocide. All of those are real, and they are serious problems in many of the 52 countries of Africa. But they're not all that happen in Africa. I mean, Africa, we talk about Africa often as if it is one country. It's 52 distinct countries in a continent, and different countries in different states of development and so on and so forth. And people in Africa in general get up, go to work, go to school. They live much like we do here. And we thought, you know, it's time for us to talk about Africa the way it really is.
What did you do on your trip? Because you actually went to the continent. Where did you go? What did you see?
Well, I went as a number of media were invited to take what has now become an annual humanitarian trip with Bill Clinton on behalf of his foundation. We made a stop in South Africa to visit Nelson Mandela on his 89th birthday. We went to Malawi, Zambia, and Tanzania on the trip. And most of his work focuses on HIV, AIDS treatment, and economic development in the various countries he visits.
So being on that trip, which has obviously some huge star quality between President Mandela and President Clinton, how do you see things evolving in terms of the West's ability to reach out to Africa and deal with African nations as partners in trying to deal with some of these issues like AIDS, as opposed to just saying, oh, well, those poor people?
Well, Mr. Clinton's foundation has done a lot of work, but he's not the only one over there. I mean, Bob Johnson has done great things in Liberia. Of course, you know, Oprah Winfrey has set up a school in South Africa. There are any number of celebrities and other person who are lending their celebrity and name to help get things done. That's happening. But in all of those cases, though good stories, what they tend to do is to present Africa as a charity case. One of the reasons I think that many African Americans don't connect with Africa is that what we see is very off-putting. Children dying with flies sort of flying around them. But in fact, Africans are us. When you go there and you look at people, stay in Cape Town, for instance, or even in Zambia, same thing, in Tanzania, you see people who look and move and act like we do. And because they are us.
Do you think that there's some misconceptions that Africans have about Americans, the same way that many Americans have misconceptions about Africans?
I think absolutely. I think it's a two-way street. We think Africans live in huts and wear loincloths and, you know, live next. And when you walk outside, there's lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. But it's not the case. On the other hand, there are many Africans, very well-educated people who have come here who do much better in American universities than some of us do, who actually think that African-Americans who have had all these advantages are not doing very much with them. And so there really is a disconnect about what our status is and who we are because we don't really know each other.
You have so many big names in this issue talking about Africa, from Oprah Winfrey, Quincy Jones, Michael Jackson, Kofi Annan. And then you have Don Cheadle, who says that Africa needs better PR. What did he mean by that?
Well, exactly. And I think that's my favorite quote of all the quote reels we have. And what he means is that until Africans present themselves in a better light themselves, people will not know. People will continue to have the misconceptions and deal only with the stereotypes. I mean, Africans need to do a better job of presenting and promoting what is good about Africa. For instance, how many African Americans, how many Americans in general do you think know that there are great tourist resorts throughout Africa, great tourist attractions and sites to see? I mean, how many people think of any place in Africa, with a possible exception of a few places in South Africa, as being a place to go on vacation?
Being there you are one of very few people from America who've gone to Africa, percentage-wise. You think about mm-hmm. how few people, let alone how few African-Americans. Are you also hoping to open up a vision for more people to say, well, this is something important I'd like to do during the course of my life, is to go to that continent?
Absolutely. And there are a number of reasons to do it. One is sort of the altruistic thing, if you want to get into that, and you want to sort of help people or help develop. Things are, I mean, there are great opportunities in South Africa and in many countries of Africa right now to get involved. In Malawi, there's a young African-American doctor from Harlem who has taken his whole family over there with the help of the Clinton Foundation and some other folks. They're helping to build a hospital in a small town in Malawi called Nino.
When you think about the fact that you've got this year-long series and that the magazine is changing quite a lot, Ebony has gone through a redesign. You're part of really changing some of the content focus. What do you hope to have unfold over the course of this year?
Well, one, obviously, we hope to get people thinking about Africa in a different way, but also just to inform people, to give people a different kind of way of thinking about Africa and other things in general. That we often look at in stereotypical kinds of ways or not very deeply.
Well, Sylvester, we look forward to more. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Sylvester Monroe is a senior editor at Ebony Magazine. Their year-long series, The Africa You Don't Know, kicks off in this month's issue.